It's time for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 235. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year, I take a small group of Celtic music fans to exotic locations around the world. We don't travel in big tour buses and see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. Plus, I bring you some great Celtic music by me and other Celtic artists. We're going to Cornwall in 2016, so subscribe to the mailing list and to join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. Thank you. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, your guide to the best indie Celtic music online. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt father, being a Celtic musician, daddy, and podcast host. My daughter Inara is here with me, so you may be hearing her in the background. But we kicked off the show with Maidens 4, Four in the Heartland from Emerald Fire. Before we jump into the music, I'm going to send out a special thanks to the patrons of the podcast. Your kind and generous support keeps the show running. So you can become a patron at CelticMusicPodcast.com/patron for as little as $1 per episode. And a special thanks to our newest patrons, Robert and Azza. Let's get on with the music. Next up is Mithril with The Good Natured Man and the HOF from The Return Home.
Was a tramp. He stood at the bar and he called a pint and turned and gazed at the fire. On a night like this to be safe and dry is my one and only desire. So here's to those who are dead and gone, the friends that I love here. And here's to you that I'll bid you adieu. Saying, Donegal, Danny was here. My boys, Donegal, Danny was here. side was hushed and low. He said, listen, I'll tell you a tale. How a man of the sea became a man of the road, and vowed he never more would sail. I fished out of Howth, and Killybegs, Ardglass, and Baltimore. But the cruel sea, she has beaten me. I'll spend my days upon the shore. So here's to those who are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, then I'll bid you adieu, saying Donegal, Danny was here, my boy. Donegal, Danny was here.
One fateful night in the wind and the rain, we set sail from Killybegs town. There were five of us from sweet Donegal, and one from County Down. We were fishermen who worked the sea and never counted the cost. I never thought ere that night was done that my fine friends would all be lost.
So here's to those who are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu, saying Donegal, Danny was here, my boys. Donegal, Danny was here.
The storm it broke and it drove the boat into the rocks about 10 miles from shore. We fought the tide and we hoped inside to see our homes once more. And we struck a rock and it pulled the bow, and all of us knew that she'd go down. So we jumped right into the angry sea and prayed to God we wouldn't drown. But the raging sea, it was rising still as we struck out for the land. She fought with all her cruelty to claim that gallant band.
So here's to those who are dead and gone, the friends that I love dear. And here's to you, and I'll bid you adieu, saying Donegal, Danny was here. The boys, Donegal, here.
By St. John's Point in the early dawn, I dragged myself on the shore.
I cursed the sea for what she'd done to me, and vowed to sail her nevermore.
Ever since that night, I've been on the road, traveling, trying to forget
that awful night when lost all my friends. I see their faces yet.
And often at night when the wind is right, the rain is tearing at my skin,
I hear the cries of drowning men floating over on the wind. So here's those who are dead. Donegal, Danny was here, my boys. Donegal,
allow me to tell ye of a place dear to heart, of each sailor and soldier, both sloven and smart. Each face in that place is familiar and warm, where each traveler weary retreats from life's storm.
'Tis this hub that we call home, and from her we ofttimes may roam, but our respite we'll find in a pint, maybe nine, in this pub that we call home.
Though married but not merry, bearing lowly life's load, I'm suffering the chafing of my long-winded road. Entombed in the womb of this free house in Bath, provide shelter from my wife's wicked wrath.
'Tis this pub that we call home, and from her we ofttimes may roam, but our respite we'll find in a pint, maybe nine, in this pub that we call home.
In the hours when life sours and I'm weary and beat, to the hopping and coughing I need to retreat. With a pale cup of ale and my good mate's concerns, I'm rested yet bleary till the battle return.
'Tis this pub that we call home, and from her we ofttimes may roam, but our respite we'll find in a pint, maybe nine, in this pub that we call home.
With the raging of aging and my last breath I crave, please pull up the floorboards and dig me a grave. As you rouse and carouse, pour an ale on the floor. If you listen with care, you may hear me cry more.
More, more, more. 'Tis this pub that we call home, and from her we ofttimes may roam, but our respite we'll find in a pint, maybe nine, in this pub that we call home. This pub that we call home, and from her we ofttimes may roam, but our respite we'll find in a pint, maybe nine, in this pub that we call home.
After Mithril came Three Pints Gone with Donegal Danny from It's About Bloody Time. Then came the Washington Square Harp and Shamrock Orchestra with Miss McGinnis and Tommy Peoples and the Torn Jacket from Since Maggie Dooley Learned the Hooly Hooly. And finally, the Poxy Boggards with This Pub That We Call Home from Anchor Management. Celtic Music News. Well, the first bit of news I want to let you know is that next week I am not releasing a show on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, and that is because I'm going to start work on the Celtic Christmas Podcast. So I'm going to be planning a 30-minute show, and if I can, I'll put together... And they're so cute. I'll put together a second Celtic Christmas podcast in addition to starting to work on the Celtic Christmas music episode for this podcast. So there'll be lots of Christmas music coming in the upcoming weeks, so stay tuned for that. If you are not subscribed to the Celtic Christmas Podcast, go to CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Also, my Celtic Christmas music website is now mobile ready. Go to CelticChristmasMusic.net to read the articles. And now you can listen to my article, What is Celtic Christmas Music? I released it in the Celt Father podcast. She's really trying to get my attention. I'm waving to her. Hi! I released several new Celtic music spotlights over in the Celt Father podcast, and you can hear and learn more about Wild Colonial Boys, Jig to a Milestone, and Black Market Haggis by going to KeltFather.com. And there's just 2 weekends left at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, so come see me perform with my band, Kilted Kings. That's me on Otter Harper and vocals, and Randy Watke on drums, and it's rocking. I'm having a great time with this, so come see me. Let's get back to the music. Next up, we have Bat Kinane with Biddy Mulvey and the Land Grabber from the Hills Above the Valley.
Down the bog road in Ballyknockin, the ruins of a cottage almost forgotten, where on a dark day in 1888, history was made. A at Biddy Mulvey's gate. Between those four walls her life she had spent, before she was widowed and had the rent. The land grabber and some men from the town came in the night and tore the roof down. A crowd gathered round and watched in dismay on a cold winter morning on their way to pray. To hell with the grabber, came a voice in the crowd. The people were strong, the people were proud. Man able had come to the call, mending the roof before the nightfall. The land grabber raged when the word got around. He returned with his sons and tore the house down. The men built it up again overnight. With the power of the pen, they launched a new fight. They found a loophole in the law of the land. The land grabber's withdrawal was their demand. God save Ireland, they shouted with joy. The land grabber defeated by their ploy. Conquering hero was played by the band as they brought Biddy Mulvey back to her land. Down the bog road in Ballynockin, the ruins of a cottage almost forgotten, where on a great day in 1888 the grabber defeated at Biddy Mulvey's
broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog, and the whole of myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock. Oh Lord, what a shock. And nearly tumbled over. She turned 9 times around. And the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rovers.
Became a sailor on the sea, and he courted her I'm a sailor on the sea. The ship that I command, may she never reach the land, the day that I be false love unto thee. And the clothes fitted tightly to her knees. And as the crew did on the gates, the captain to her says, "Young man, were you ever on the sea?" "And no, no," said she, "I was never on the sea. But fit me as a young sailor bold. Oh, now I do choose to go where the stormy winds do blow, to purchase some silver and some." Saying you're like a lover of mine, now you think on many's the time I left on the shore long ago. And no, no, said she, so things can never be. But as long as I'm a sailor on the sea, the ship that I command, may she never reach the land, the day that I be false love unto thee. His own words he knew, he spoke. And into arms he flew like a dog, saying, "Do not shed a tear. You followed me, my dear, and it's married we will be." So they sent for a clerk, they sent for a maid, they sent for a clergyman likewise, and this couple they were wed, and together day to bed.
Docks in the Cove of Cork, aboard a ship to New York. I must leave the land where I was born. Galway Bay and the cliffs of Moher, the County Clare I do adore. I'll miss my home in sweet Ballyvaughn. It's for Ireland that I sing this song, for every town and village like my Ballyvaughn. A soul can be kept under lock and key, just like Ireland, I'm meant to be free. Once in the States, it's time to leave. Shipped as a doughboy overseas to free a land not my own. Fought the battle and took the hill. Well, Irish blood, oh, it was spilled. But no freedom came to my own Ballyvaughn. It's for Ireland that I sing this song. For every town and village like my Ballyvaughn. A soul can't be kept under lock and key. Just like Ireland, I'm meant to be free. My Mary had three sons. Things were right, but I was wrong. From an empty glass, I couldn't see. Bill, my son, please carry on. Take care of your brothers and your mom. My time has come, or rest in Ballyvaughn. It's for Ireland that I sing this song. For every town and village like my Ballyvaughn. A soul can be kept under lock and key. Just like Ireland, I'm meant to be free. Under lock and key, like my country, I'm meant to be free.
After Bat Canaan came Landlocked with Irish Rover from Locked and Loaded, then Breabach with Chloe's Passion from The Big Spree, then the Skelligs with In London So Fair from Kingdom Come, and then finally A Band of Rogues with Ballyvaughn from their self-titled album. I want your feedback, email, written or audio comment to music at CelticMusicPodcast.com or call 678-KELT-POD to leave a voicemail message. I want to know what you're doing while listening to this podcast, so send me a short message, or you can send pictures of what you're doing or pictures of your travels to Ireland and Scotland. I have a few in this week's show. Vic wrote, "Hi Mark, greetings from Down Under. Thank you for another year of fab music. May you and your family have a Merry Christmas. In Oz, it is starting to warm up, so we'll be escaping to Tasmania for the Singit and Georgetown folk festivals. Cheers, Vic." Ah, summertime, summertime. I hope you're having a great Christmas and a good luck in your warming up period. Rick wrote, "Mark, earlier this year, my wife and I took a bucket list trip to Scotland and Ireland and England. In preparation for the trip, I found your podcast and have been listening ever since. I went to my first Louisiana Renaissance Festival this month and took a side trip up a small rise and found a pair of Celtic musicians playing. I said to myself, that guy sure sounds like Mark Gunn. I later learned that indeed it was you, but could not return to find you as I was busily engaged in watching grandchildren at the fest. I enjoyed your set and enjoyed the podcast very much. Attached are a few of my favorite shots from the trip. Slancha, Rick Rawl from Slidell, Louisiana. He says he's 45% British, 2% Irish, according to Ancestry DNA. Thanks so much, Rick. Yes, that was a Randy and me, and... She is one happy little girl. She's getting over being sick from the past few weeks. Oh boy, she's been sick a lot recently. That's what daycare does to a 6-month-old. 6 months, can you believe it? All right, let's continue on. We're going to rock it up, this time with the Kilmaine Saints, 10 Fathoms Deep. This is from The Good, The Plaid, and The Ugly.
Ten fathoms deep on the road to hell. anymore. If his mother would let him run, oh, Kimanari came, oh, Kimanari, Kintari, Kimanari came, oh, strip, strip, paddy, diddle, and a man, a ring, dumb, and a merry came, oh. They would dance and go, Kimanari came, oh, if his mother would let him or no. Kimanari came, oh, Kimanari, Kintari, Kimanari came, oh, string, string, paddy, diddle, and a bun, a ring, dum, bun, merry came, oh. His mother would let him all know. Kimanari came, oh, Kimanari, Kintari, Kimanari came, oh, string, string, paddy, diddle, and a bun, a ring, dum, bun, the merry came, oh.
We'll be right back.
after Kilmaine Saints was Green Tea with three-piece trad set from Synergy. Then came Danny Carthy with Patty Wood A Wooing Go from Stan Look Around. And finally Jiggernaut with the City Boy set from In Search of More. If you enjoy this podcast, then please rate it on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. Then subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast news. Subscribe today to download 34 Celtic MP3s. For free. I know. Isn't it awesome? Remember to support the artists who support this podcast. Buy their CDs. Yes, that's right. That's what she said. Download the MP3, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And remember also to vote in the Celtic Top 20. Go on over to the website, CelticMusicPodcast.com/vote. Your active voting will help define the top 20 songs of 2015 at the end of this year. So get those votes in. Alright, we're going to finish up this show, this extra fun baby cooing show, with Bonham Setter. This is the blacksmith from Obaya.
Hey, blacksmith, go to me 9 months and better. He fairly won my heart. He wrote me a letter with this hammer in his hand. He looked quite clever. And if I was with my love, then I would live forever. But where is my love gone? The witty, his cheeks like roses, and his good like the pecan. Decked round with primroses, I'm afraid a scorching sun will shine and burn his beauty. And if I was with my love, I would do my duty. It's Don't you remember when you lay beside me and you said you'd marry me? And I'd deny me. I said I'd marry you. It was only for to try you. So bring your witness, love, and I will not deny you. No witness I have done. You say you've got all of you. May He reward you well for this life. Knees prove deceitful.
Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Dunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to iTunes or to our website where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. You can post feedback in the show notes or email me music@CelticMusicPodcast.com.